this is Justin Bieber. Every time I release music, it's always cool to see how people respond to it, for sure.
Hello. Well, this is great, isn't it? Hello, everybody. Welcome to Glitterbeam Radio. If you've just tuned in, hi, hello. This is a new show, well, for your ears. I'm not new. I've been around for a little while. My name is Alicia. This is All Talk. And I'm here every single Tuesday from 10 p.m. till 11 p.m. How exciting for you all. I'm excited for today's show because I've got some absolute great songs to play you that I've really been feeling this week and that I've kind of need you to know about. I also may have a few tales from the dating apps this week. I know you've missed spicy stories. I'm here to just give you a little glimpse of it coming back. So, if you are new here, perfectly fine, welcome. Hope you've got, I don't know, a Prosecco, because it's Eurovision tonight, so I hope you are enjoying the Eurovision. It's Christmas. So if you've not listened to my show before, that's completely fine. I'm gonna take you through what you can kind of expect from me, from moi. I'm gonna give you some recommendations that includes what I'm reading, what I'm listening to, what I'm watching, all of that kind of jazz. Then we just generally have a catch up. I'm gonna tell you some anecdotes in Alicia's Anecdotes and maybe give you a little bit of a spicy story teaser. Sounds good, right? So you're not gonna wanna go anywhere. You're gonna wanna stick around, especially for my first song. Are you ready for this? Because here she is. It's the queen herself, Ariana Grande, and Motive. Tell me why I get this feeling that you ain't wanna turn me on. Tell me why I get this feeling that you ain't wanna make me yours. Cause I see you trying, subliminally trying to see if I'm gonna be the one I say you're on. I admit it's exciting. Parts of me gonna like it. But before I lead you on, baby, tell me what's your motive. Thank you.
This is Glitterbeam Radio.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed our little brief music interlude. If you have just tuned in, hi, hello, you are listening to Glitterbeam Radio and you just listened to some music with Sparkle. My name is Alicia and this is All Talk. This is the little show that I have here every single Tuesday. So if you are new to my show, as I said, that's completely fine. This is aptly named Reviews and Recommendations Corner. So I give you my reviews and my recommendations. So I'm going to tell you what I'm reading, what I'm listening to, what I'm watching, all of the things. And this week, I'm going to start with my books, what I've been reading. So last time I told you that I was reading Call Me By Your Name, which has just been turned into a film with Tillamook Shillamook in it. I've got to be honest, I didn't like it. It was very forward in its writing, and I feel like that kind of writing style is a very acquired taste. Don't get me wrong, I love an erotic scene. We all do. I feel like we all appreciate erotic scenes in books, but it was just very bare, very forward in the way that it described things. And for me, wasn't my cup of tea. But I can see it being a lot of other people's. It's a short book, so it's only 250 pages. So it just took me a while because I wasn't enjoying it. I wasn't enjoying the amount of forwardness in the book. And yeah, just overall, not my cup of tea. But I have started reading a new book. And I was recommended this by a bookseller in a bookshop that rhymes with Schmorter Schmoans. Other bookstores are also available in case you could crack my code. So I was recommended it by a bookseller because I want to read more trans and non-binary authors and their books about their transitions, their life as a person in general, because I want to understand and have a deeper meaning about part of the LGBTQ+ community. But it's Ethan back in Alicia. So I picked up a book by Juno Dawson, who also wrote This Book Is Gay. And the specific book I picked up by Juno is The Gender Games. Now, she tells her sort of thoughts on gender as a construct, as something forced upon children from birth, which I very much agree with. I agree that gender is forced upon you and you are expected to... Oh, motorbike. Hello, can you go away, please? I'm having a nice time recording. Thank you. Anywho, I also believe that sort of gender roles are forced on you as a child. That is what society expects from you. And I also had this conversation with Ben Barry, earlier, a couple of weeks ago, when he was asking me questions for his dissertation-y thing. It's like a radio documentary. He does the happy hour on at 3 p.m. on a Monday if you are ever feeling that you need a boost of positivity. Anyway, we were talking about the reasons for coming back out and why we feel that trans people, that LGBTQ+, the community, feel like they need to come out. And my genuine thoughts are because societal norms are put on us from children. And if we don't meet those norms, we have to tell people that we're not going to meet those norms so that they don't have certain expectations of us. And Juno really is a beautiful writer. She really is. And I do really love her writing. She talks about when she was first going through childhood, she transitioned male to female and identified as a gay man for a bit and now identifies as a straight woman. So she's talking about sort of her privileges that she may or may not have had, any sort of misogyny put on her now that she started to notice, and it's just so insightful. I'd really, really recommend Juno Dawson's writing. She's a fabulous author. She's written fiction as well, I'm discovering in this book, which I'm gonna have to pick up. But yes, nothing but praise for Juno Dawson. Absolute live wire. Okay, something I'm watching. So me and my flatmates have recently just started watching a documentary on the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. So that was me hitting my phone. It's got my notes on that I'm currently looking at. Professional. So if you don't know, back in 2007, maybe 2007, a little girl by the name of Madeleine McCann went missing. It's now the most funded missing persons case in, I think, the history of ever. Don't quote me on that. I think I saw it on Twitter, so that might be wrong. I don't know. So we're watching this documentary and I'm kind of doing it as I'm doing a Paint My Numbers because I like to have some background noise. Who doesn't? And it's really interesting. It's really interesting how they can sort of make you see a point of view before you realise you're seeing it. And it's a series. Not just one of these 2 hour long things. No, no. Really interesting if you are interested in sort of missing persons cases. If you liked the Cecil Hotel, this might be one for you. They did a big old documentary on the Cecil Hotel that I didn't really agree with last of all, but I can see why this would appeal to someone who also liked that. So that's what I'm watching. And at the moment, I am listening to not a podcast, but an album by a band I have rediscovered. So I had a little bit of an emo phase. I'm still in it, it's not a phase. But I went to Reading and Leeds not too long ago, and I saw a band called System of a Down. Now, they are very heavy, very... not something that I would expect to like, and it was my first time seeing them when I saw them at Reading Festival, I believe. And oh my god, they're amazing. I'd never heard their music before, and they just engaged me like that. It was honestly great. So right now, I am gonna play you a little bit of System of a Down. So I really hope you're ready. I'm sorry if this is a bit heavy for some people, but I honestly love it. This is Toxicity, and it's by the band System of a Down. I'll see you after this, folks.
This is Pink.
Can we pretend? Can we pretend?
Hey, it's Sam Smith.
After you sleep, when you lie to me, all that shame and all that danger, I'm hoping that my love will keep you up tonight.
Today's Best Music.
What's up, this is Shawn Mendes.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you. I can't write one song that's not you.
This is Glitterbeam.
You know you can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone.
is a place not too far away. We all know I should be the one to say we all make mistakes. Take my
This is Glitterbeam Radio.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. She's out shopping, but she's under me and I'm not stopping.
Go everyone, I hope you enjoyed some songs I just played. The first one I played you was Toxicity by System of a Down, which are the ones that I'm really listening to at the moment, and I'm sorry if that was heavy for some of my listeners that prefer my indie stuff that I play, but it's a beautiful tune. I'm really obsessed with Toxicity, the album by System of a Down. That's the title album of the track I just played you. And it's just great, and I'm glad I could give it to you as a ear present. Wow, I'm sorry. And then we had Hold On by Justin Bieber, and then we had Scotty Doesn't Know by Lustra. Now this was a really big like TikTok hit recently. I love this song. It's great. It's nostalgic of like emo years, having a nice time, just general fun times had by all, to be honest. I'm going to give you a little update of my life just before we quickly go to an ad break. And yeah, that's this part of the show. You ready? So I said this last time, I have officially handed in my notice to my bar muggle job, and then I'm going to be going over to a coffee making muggle job, which I start Monday. So a week today when I'll be talking to you, I will have started my new job, which is pretty exciting. And there's a lovely bookshop next to it. So I'm very excited to work there. What else has happened to me? Not much. I haven't really been doing much. I've just had 3 days off, which was beautiful. 3 days off in a row. That stuff is the stuff of dreams. And so the first day I chilled out a little bit. I did some paint my numbers. I've gotten back into my paint my numbers because I'm an old woman. And then on Sunday, I went to Chichester. For those of you who don't know, I went to the university in Chichester and I saw some of my old housemates. It was really lovely. I really loved it and I had the best time, drank so much gin, and it was just very lovely to see them again. Anything else that's been happening in my life? I don't think so. My room's still a mess. You didn't know that last time, but my room is still a mess and it needs a big old sort because it's not really okay for a 22-year-old woman to have a messy room. I don't know about anyone else, but that's not it. But yeah, I start a new job soon. It's all looking up for me, quite frankly. I'm very much loving the change, struggling to cope with the change, but loving the change regardless. So that was my super quick catch up for you. I'm going to let you go to an ad break now, but I've got some lovely music from Bruno Mars and Harry Styles after the break. So you're not going to want to go anywhere, absolutely nowhere. Stay where you are and don't go anywhere.
Should we just search romantic comedies on Netflix and then see what we find?
We'll be right back. I'm Dua Lipa. I listen all the time. I don't know what I'd do without them.
This is Glitterbeam. I'm sipping wine, sip, in a robe, trip. I look too good, to be alone. Ooh. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake, smooth like a newborn. We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening? I am playing no games, every word that I say is coming straight from my heart. So
darlings, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed a cheeky ad break. That was Bruno Mars and a lot of other people actually, and Leave the Door Open, which we love. We absolutely love. Very, very great. I am a big fan. Well done to them. So, hi, if you have just joined us, this is Glitterbeam Radio. I'm Alicia, your host until 11 p.m. And this is All Talk, just in case you didn't know. So I'm going to give you a little bit of an anecdote from this week because it is who I am as a person. But these anecdotes involve, you guessed it, dating apps, because we know I love them for research purposes only. Purely research. So let me just get up. So I've made a vow to not go back to the site that rhymes with Schminder. Well, I hope you can crack that code. Because that's not what I want. I don't want that. So I'm not gonna entertain it. So, a very bold, bold, little whippersnapper messaged me on Hinge. Well, I sent the first message because I'm ballsy. So I said, he had something on his profile about like, if a girl likes you, she won't ever message you first. So I sent a message being like, here to beat your statistic, XOXO. And was funny. And he came back to me saying, but are you trying to get railed though? Eh? No. Let's not bring that anywhere. Thank you, sir. So I said, wow, at least buy me a drink first. You know, trying to roll with it. See if this boy was actually educated. And I mean what I say when I say boy, obviously. He replies and says, you prompting that I buy drinks for girls in hopes to rail them? I'm all right, thanks. Not what I said. So I said, nah, I'm prompting that I'm not trying to get railed, in quotes, by someone who sent me one message. I'm all right, thanks. Well done, me. I just like to thank my own audacity. Because, wow. He thought I wouldn't match him, and then he said touche, and I said thanks, and that was it. That was all this boy said to me. So it's been a wild ride. Someone tried to arrange a date with me the other day, and then swiftly ghosted me. Swiftly. So I'm not going on a date with him anymore, but when I tell people that I've got a radio show and they're like, oh my God, what's it about? And I'm like, oh, well, I recommend some things. I talk about like dating app fails or like other people's funny sex stories. Like sometimes I give little anecdotes from my week. I had this one guy be like, I really hope that I am not another one of your stories. So, hate to break it to you. You're one of the stories. So I'm not looking to mess around anymore, quite frankly. I'm there to get to the bare bones of things, do you know what I mean? So I'm not there to mess around. And he said he was, and I was like, oh, sorry, I'm gonna dip. He said, I completely understand you. And then swiftly continued to message me. But anyway, I'm going on a date on Sunday, and currently it's still happening. But we're going rock climbing. If you are listening, hello. Hope you're enjoying the show. Because I also told this guy that I have a radio show. So who knows, he might be listening. Hi, if you are. Thank you, if you are. So I agreed, because I really want to go bouldering and rock climbing. I've never done it before. And I had some guy in the pub I used to work at, I can kind of say it now. I'm stopping working at, and I was telling him about how I love running, but running just does not love me in the slightest. It really doesn't. So I was like, I don't really know any sort of exercise that I can do that's similar to that. And he was like, go bouldering, absolutely do it. He was like, it's low impact because I love to give myself plantar fasciitis when I run. It's not a swell time. I do it to myself and I don't know how. But he was like, go bouldering. It's low impact. It'll be great for you if you're a dancer, like 100% boulder gal. So I mentioned it to this guy because he had it in his bio and he was like, I love bouldering or skating. And I was like, cool, I'd love to boulder. And we had some bants about me never having bouldered before, telling me he's gonna show me the ropes. Whoa. And yeah, so turns out Sunday, your girl's going on a date rock climbing and then for some bevs after. That sounds great, doesn't it? I'm excited. But yeah, if you are listening, hi. I apologize if I get drunk on Sunday and don't sound like this and don't sound this, not enthused, but sane. Because we all know that it might not be. That's kind of my anecdote, actually, for a little while. It's now official that my whole flat is single because, quite frankly, men are disappointing. Just so. But we all knew that. We keep dating men in the hopes that they will one day not disappoint us. I mean, my flatmates are all straight. I am the only one who also likes women. So I've got a little bit more of a choice. But I still like men. Anywho, I'm gonna play you some delightful music now, and we'll be back after some brief tunes. Oh, that was lovely roll of the tongue. Have fun. No rolling tongue in this song. It's How Do You Sleep by Sam Smith. I hope you've enjoyed my dudes. Goodbye.
I'm done hating myself for feeling. I'm done crying myself away. I gotta leave and start the healing. But when you move like that, I just wanna stay. Not this crazy.
Instagram. Check out Glitterbeam Radio.
Beam.
The biggest hits all day long.
Your friends partying when the alcohol kicked in. Said you wanted me dead, so you show up at my home all alone with a shovel and a rose. Do you think I'm a joke? Cause people like you always want back what they can't have, but I'm past that and you know that, so you should turn back to your right back. Tell them I'm trash. Tell all of your friends that I'm crazy and drive you mad, that I'm such a stalker, a watcher, a psychopath. And tell them you hate me and dated me just for laughs. So why do you call me and tell me you want me back, you maniac? And you know that, so you should turn back to your right back. Tell them I'm trash. Tell all of your friends that I'm crazy and drive you mad, that I'm such a stalker, a watcher, a psychopath.
friends. Welcome back. That was some lovely music for you. One of those was one of those brackets, Crazy Girls by Paramore. And that, oh, what a blast from the past. I saw Paramore. How many times did I see Paramore? Like 3 times? They're amazing. And Hayley Williams is just going on to do great, great things. Anywho, we're coming to the end of my show. Do you see the time? It is almost the end of my show, my friends. If you'd like to get involved, you absolutely can. You can give me an email at Alicia is spelled A-L-I-S-H-A, at glitterbeam.co.uk. And I will get all those emails. You want to tell me a story? You absolutely can. If you want to just tell me that I'm great, also accepted. I don't know, you might wanna. But thank you all so much for listening. I say this every week, and I know that some regular listeners, wow, I messed up. I've gone pretty long today without messing up too much. So I'm really proud of myself, and I'm gonna treat myself to, I don't know, some cheesecake, fake cheesecake, obviously, because I'm a baker. But I'd just like to thank you all for listening. Whether you're new, thank you so much for tuning in and choosing to tune in to me and having a really nice time. Thank you so much. If you are a regular listener or you listen on Spotify, that's absolutely great. I really, really appreciate you all. Speaking of Spotify, if you think, oh, I can't actually listen to Alicia next week because, I don't know, I'm doing the garden, I'm going out because we're allowed to do that now. Indoors. Then you can listen to me at any time. You can listen to the next episode. You can listen to this episode even on Spotify. So if you go to Glitterbeam on Spotify, all of our episodes are on there, just like a little podcast section was originally on our website. It has now moved to Spotify. So if you want to listen to me there, you absolutely can. And I encourage it. But my lovelies, that has been me for this week. I hope you are all doing super, super well. There's going to be some more music with Sparkle now, and I hope you enjoy it. And I will speak to you all next week. Goodbye!